We're visiting with Osage City head boys basketball coach Dennis Ford on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, the season already underway and a victory for your basketball team over Northern Heights on Friday night. First off, how'd you feel about the way the guys played on Friday in the first game?
Well, I thought we played really, really hard. I really did. I mean, we were getting on the floor, going after loose balls, things like that. But obviously, probably like every other coach, if you were to talk to them today, you see a lot of things you need to improve on. I think for us, honestly, it's defensive rebounding was a real weakness. And I knew coming in it was a weakness because we can't rebound against ourselves. How are we going to just change the mode on game night and start rebounding against the other teams? So that's going to be an area of concern. You know, the team that we have this year, we're not overly big. We will seldom show up and have the biggest team on the floor. Most times we'll be probably one of the smaller teams on the floor. But, you know, that doesn't mean you can't out-rebound your opponent. You just have to work a little harder, and use your technique and do it the correct way and make sure you're in the correct position and those types of things. So we clean that up and clean up a few other little things that we need to clean up. We'll improve, obviously. And I always think that before Christmas, that's what it's all about, is trying to improve, trying to get your system put in play, and trying to figure out how to do things the right way, and so on and so forth.
We're visiting with Osage City head boys basketball coach Dennis Ford on the Area Coach's Corner. Let's talk a little bit about your basketball team. You have a good group of players out, 29 players. You have a good group of seniors. You have three starters back. And as you mentioned to me before we started, a lot of players with experience. Have you seen that maybe carry over from last year to this year with that group of players?
Yeah, you know, where you see it first is in practice. You know, when you call out a drill and it's the first time doing that drill or whatever it is, or the concepts you're working on in practice, the older kids that have been through it and seen it, you know, honestly, I could probably just call out the drill and they could probably teach the whole rest of the team what they're supposed to do. And that's nice. And, you know, as you get more into the season and the longer you play in a program, you just learn those things and you get to the point where you're fine-tuning everything. And that's with these kids, kind of where we're at, is just fine-tuning them, just little things, trying to fine-tune them. But, you know, the experience is going to be big for us. A lot of, like you said, a lot of our kids have played significant minutes last year and the year before, and we have a lot of kids coming back. But we also have some new kids that are going to step in and make major, major contributions to what we're doing. So, you know, it's – and again, and like I said, it's just a process. You just keep building and take Friday night's game, and obviously we play again tonight, and we'll go through some things before game. We really don't have time to practice them, but you might point out some things that we need to improve on, or things that they did well that continue to do, and so on and so forth.
Well, who are the guys that are going to be the leaders, especially early on this season for your ball club?
Well, you know, honestly, a lot of what we're doing offensively is going through Landon Boss. You know, he's a special player. He's good. He's good in all facets of the game. I mean, he's a 6'1", 6'2" kid. We play him at the post, and he's just a well-built, strong athlete. I mean, he tried to dunk one on Friday. He didn't get it, but, you know, a 6'1" kid that's going up for a dunk at 3A level in high school basketball is, to us, pretty impressive. Just everything's going to go through him, and he's real, really smart. He just understands the game and understands what we're trying to do. But what's going to happen to us is other teams are going to spend so much time and energy trying to slow him down that our other kids are going to probably have pretty good years too, because he's a good enough player. He's going to find the open man if he's double teamed, and it's just going to come down those guys that are open. They're going to have to hit those shots. And, you know, our other post players are going to have really big years because, like I told them before the game on Friday, Landon's always going to get the other team's best post defender every single game. There's not going to be a question. He's going to get the other team's best defender. And that means our other post, you have the advantage to take advantage of that and feed off of that and make your cuts when he receives the ball and so on and so forth.
Well, you mentioned you have a game tonight, Kansas City Christian, and then you'll be playing in the Central Heights. This is all part of the Central Heights tournament. These next three games, anything special you're looking for, or feel like your ball club maybe needs to do a little better?
Well, just the same old stuff. Just keep getting better at what we're doing. Just keep plugging along. Just you don't make improvements overnight. It takes time. It might take 2-3 weeks. You know, my experience as a coach, if you have a concept that you're not very good at, you start practicing it in practice, start really stressing it and really working hard at it. It takes about 2 weeks before you start to see results from that. So, you know, we go into the game tonight, we've had no practice time. We're just going to be able to talk about things and maybe show them a few things X's and O's wise, and maybe a few things effort-wise and those types of things. And hopefully in the game some of that sticks. But, you know, I was talking earlier about the rebounding. You know, I probably won't see significant changes in the rebounding for about 2 weeks, and that's going to put us into Christmas break. So then we'll have all Christmas break to forget it. So then we'll start back up when we get back after Christmas, and it might take another week before we really see significant improvement in our defensive rebounding. And that's just the process that you go through as a coach. You don't fix any problem overnight. It takes time, and you just have to look at your game film, see what they're struggling with, see what they need to improve on, and then take it from there.
Coach Ford, thanks for taking time out and visiting with us today on the Area Coaches Corner. Good luck tonight. Good luck the rest of this week. Have a Merry Christmas, and we look forward to visiting with you after the first of the year.
All right, Greg. Thank you.
That's Osage City Head Boys Basketball Coach Dennis Ford on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by Auburn Pharmacy, the Osage City Parks and Rec Department, and by Teal Plumbing on Country 101.7 FM.